Hi.
Hey, this is Joe Wilson. I am here again with the weekly blog for the Imagine Cup on the countdown to Cairo. And I have the auspicious and exciting opportunity to interview today Waleed Abu-Harba, who is the corporate vice president for an organization at Microsoft called DPE. And we're in their building here in the headquarters, and we're going to talk about Imagine Cup. Why that matters is because his organization all over the world are the people at a local level that actually run the Imagine Cup. So any of the students that are in it, this is the guy that actually made it possible for us to do this all over the world. So we're going to go in there and throw some questions at him, see what he has to say, and you know, make him sort of tell us what he thinks about students and about technology. So let's go in there and see what that's all about. Okay, so you. I want to talk a little bit about you. So
me?
You.
Why would you want to talk about me?
Because there's people.
We're here to talk about students.
Yeah,
we're here to talk
all
about
the world,
Imagine
man.
Cup.
Yeah, but we're going to start with you, and then we're going to
okay.
get to it. Because people will be like, who is this guy, and why do
okay.
I care? So tell me, like, kind of who you are, you know, what do you do here, and then we're going to get a little bit more into the student part of you in just a second.
Okay, my name is Waleed, and I've been with Microsoft almost 18 years. And I once was a student.
Yeah, there's a rumor that going
yes,
around.
Yes,
someday
yes.
you actually learned something.
I did, actually. I did. And I had a great time. I have actually an engineering degree and a business degree. And I enjoyed being in school. It was really a great experience. And that was in the early 80s. I'm not going to tell you my age, but I'm much older than this audience here. But I was a student and I enjoyed being in school. I've been in Microsoft, as I said, almost 18 years. And I've done many, many things in the company. I came in through the technical ranks. And now I am the corporate vice president for something we call Developer and Platform Evangelism Group. It's a fantastic group. It's the group that is responsible for putting Imagine Cup and putting this event in here. And of course, Joe, you're the man.
The Imagine Cup.
You are the face of Imagine Cup for Microsoft, yeah. And we really appreciate all the hard work you do.
So let's get into a little bit. Like, so what did you study when you were in school?
I studied many things. When I went to school in 1983. I started in the fall of 1983. And at that time, to be honest, is the computer science or an engineering curriculum, especially when it comes to computer science, was still developing. I mean,
yeah.
we didn't really have all the wonderful technologies
we
have
in
there.
The PC was not that old.
Well, the PC was just almost literally brand new. I mean, it was, what, 3-4 years old at that time? I mean, not even that. So it was just a new device. But that time, we were studying the constructs and the concepts of computer science and the constructs of engineering and how we apply the technology and how we apply this new. It's not a new science. I mean, computer science has been there for a while. But as it relates to the PC and as it relates to the new way of computing, it wasn't new. And we wanted to actually go ahead and as a new student, it was super exciting to touch the machine.
Punch cards?
that was predated me.
Oh,
card punching was predated
right.
me.
Punch
but
cards.
I did a lot of Fortran 77 work.
Woo!
That tells you something. And then I did Pascal. And we did something called APL and Pascal and Icon and all these kind of
so
wonderful languages.
So there are
languages.
Still like 1,000 schools that are teaching Pascal, by the way.
Yes.
That's still out there. I guess it's the principles of understanding programming.
Just a secret here.
Yeah.
It's still my favorite language.
All right. So you said you came up through the technical ranks in Microsoft.
Yes.
Just a couple of minutes on like, what does that mean? Give us some ideas of like products or things you work.
I started with the consulting group, Microsoft Consulting Group, and at that time it was just starting the consulting group in Microsoft, and our job was to go ahead and help customers build solutions on using Microsoft technologies. Things like manufacturing systems at that time, customers were just starting to deploy PCs in their environment, and they wanted to really, really use the flexibility and the power of Microsoft technologies, the power of Windows, the power of Office, and all our tools. And they really wanted us to help them develop solutions and advance these solutions into their enterprise and their customers. Also, we helped some ISVs. We had a lot of ISVs who were making the transition to go from, let's say, a mainframe environment. You don't know what an ISV is. An ISV is independent software vendor, what
yeah.
we call, which is these are the wonderful companies around the world who actually their purpose and business structure is to actually build software and sell it to either customers or consumers and alike. So we were helping. I was part of the team who was helping building the solutions, building software, and helping the customers build software.
So you've
to
been a platform guy. Your entire
for
life.
Almost since I joined. I mean, look, I joined Microsoft a year after leaving college. I had a year with the MCI Telecommunications, and then I joined Microsoft right away. So I'm considered to be coming right out of college, and I've enjoyed it.
You're a lifer.
I'm a lifer. Yeah. I'm, you know, hey, Microsoft's a great place.
Let me transition this over to the Magic Cup.
Sure. Right,
so so you actually got to go last year to Paris.
Yes.
And you saw the worldwide finals. You saw Amazing. The whole thing, what it was about. Kind of give these guys what your impression of what that is. Is it typical or non-typical for Microsoft? What's it like?
Look, here's my advice to all the students out there. This is a lifetime experience. This is once in a lifetime. I would have absolutely done anything to get this experience when I was in college. It is an amazing experience. Not just about the atmosphere and the environment, which was amazing and electrifying. I mean, it was really, really nice. It's like going to a rock concert. It was phenomenal at the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre and all these things that we'd done. But is it the interaction with other students? It's all the ideas. It's all the generations, all the connection that you will able to see. It's all the friendships that I made actually when I was there with the students. It's just an amazing, amazing, amazing experience.
Anybody
for
stick
our
out?
Young students.
Anybody stick
oh,
out?
Yes, yes. If you actually stick out, that's fantastic. Is my Moroccan team out there. I met with them and it was great to see the students. The ones that stuck out is the stories that we have in Imagine Cup from last year. The story of the Irish team who drove and converted their diesel car to run on oil, vegetable oil, and bring it all the way and controlled within that through a Microsoft, you know, software system. Team from Africa who came in there and all the teams chipping in when they lost their PC.
Yeah, those guys
and
we came got in with like a tower.
Exactly.
That was, and all the guys around machines. The world basically loaned them laptops.
That, exactly. I mean, just the fact that we had all these students get together to help another contestant that competing with them. To make that is to make their solution shine is phenomenal. Just the theme also last year was amazing to me. Yeah. It was a very close. I mean, it was really great theme for the environment. The solutions we saw about irrigations and how you do an irrigation system. I mean, these things were just very advanced, and I enjoyed it.
So, basically, for the guys that are watching this, the teams that are watching this all around the world, to kind of connect the dots. All of them will have had some experience with a local person. That
yes.
local person is known as an ADE.
Yes.
And they sit in your organization. So
yes.
the question comes all the way back up the channel to the to the guy on the mountain, which is you, which is, so why do you guys do this? Why do we do the Imagine Cup? What's the point?
Three reasons. Number one, Microsoft has a social responsibility. We really do. We're part of this planet. We're part of this environment. And we need to make sure that we are using the technology and evangelizing the technology in the best way that the technology can be used. The themes that we pick are humanitarian themes. They're all about improving the human race and improving the planet that we live on. So we have a social responsibility to make sure that we do this and do it right. That's number one. Number two, the student generation is the most important generation in any technology life cycle. When you look at the life cycles, when you talk technology shifts, the leader of the technology shift always starts with the students.
Yeah.
It always starts there. Yes, you know, the research and the development and the higher end stuff, you know, starts with commercial companies and commercial and education institutions. But students are the ones who actually get to pick and who are the ones to get to go ahead and engage with the technology and make it real.
There's another rumor that, Microsoft, Facebook, Google, Yahoo, Apple, and maybe a dozen other companies weren't actually started in a boardroom by a guy in a suit, but they were actually started
you read the book,
students
didn't you?
in look, dorm rooms, right?
Look at them all. Let's just take a look at all the high-tech companies in software. Pretty much most of them. I mean, I can't recall of a big one that has not started. In by a student
yeah.
or in a dorm room somewhere. I mean, take the two perfect examples, Microsoft and Apple. I mean, that's just an amazing story right there. Look at Google. Look at all of these companies. It's amazing how it is. So students are the future. They are the future of this industry. They are the future of high tech. And it is our social responsibility to make sure that we are nurturing this future. It is our social responsibility to make sure that we harness the power of technology to do good.
And
that
reason?
Is why we are doing this.
And the third reason?
And the third reason we're doing this is we would love to showcase and highlight Microsoft platforms and technologies to the students to make sure that they understand what all this R&D that we spend here in Microsoft and how we make that R&D land in real world, and we show the students what can be done.
Just a couple more questions, and we'll
sure.
finish up. In any interview I do, I always do three questions. So here's the three quick
Go
questions.
Ahead.
We're going to ask them fast. You're going to answer them fast. In the last 50, 60 years, what do you think the greatest invention of all time was?
Internet.
The internet.
Absolutely. Look.
Tell me why.
I'll tell you. Let me give you just this, and I want you actually to record this. Let me give you just a simple theory of mine that I do. There is three main inventions in the universe that changed the human history and human direction. The first invention was the invention of writing. Now, for the first time, humans could document and actually could communicate with each other and could build on each other's ideas. Second invention, in my mind, this is sure. just my thinking,
the Waleed perspective.
My perspective on that, it is the printing press. It allowed sharing the ideas much more scale than it was by writing the book down. And the human transition, if you see how the inventions started occurring after the printing press, were just an amazing transition into it. The third, in my mind, is the internet. It allowed instant access to ideas and sharing. Today, look, even when I went to school in 1983, it was very hard for me to communicate with students across different, even universities within the U.S., nonetheless within the, or outside the world. Today, you could, as a student, you could work on the same project today across all the continents, the universities, and across languages, and actually produce something within a matter of minutes. That is very, very powerful. And those are the three inventions that I would say changed the human history. Now, of course, there is many, many other inventions, but to me personally, those are the catalysts that changed the way humans communicate and create.
Very cool. Other than spending time with me, what is your favorite place to be outside of Redmond, Washington? Where do you love to go? What do you like to be?
I love spending a lot of time with students.
Yeah.
I'm too old. Whenever I go and spend time with students, it reminds me with my old days. It is fun. It's exciting. I spend a lot of time in Asia. For people who don't know, I lived in Tokyo for about two and a half years.
Hi.
And that is and that is a great and exciting area. I love to travel significantly. I love to go and see our people, see customers, see partners, and see students in there. I spend a lot of time doing that. I'm also a pilot. And I love to fly. It's a hobby of mine that keeps me busy, but it's exciting.
Good. Last question.
Sure.
You've got 300,000 students who participate in the Magic Cup, maybe 400 that will actually make it to Cairo. And you've seen, he's got to see the early photos of Cairo,
oh, absolutely.
What it's going to look like. It's blowing everybody away. The one thing you want to tell them, okay, why should they get into the Magic Cup? Why should people, you know, participate in the Magic Cup if you're a student? You kind of gave us a little bit of this earlier, but I need the one final, okay, here it is.
First of all, this is once in a lifetime experience. Enjoy it. It truly is an amazing experience. I promise you, Imagine Cup in Cairo will be an amazing event.
Epic.
It's an epic event. It is amazing. Just imagine this. Imagine the pyramids in the background and imagine a stage. Just imagine that.
Just put it in your mind.
And I'm not going to tell you the details because you have to come in there and you have to watch it. If you're not there physically, you're going to have to watch it online.
Yeah.
But it's going to be an amazing, amazing experience. Why should you participate? Because it is what students do. It is what we do as a student. We participate in fun, imaginative events that give us a great life experience. You're going to learn, I promise you, you're going to learn more about the technology and more about how the technology will help the world in Imagine Cup and through the Imagine Cup process than anything else you do today at work.
I cannot say it better myself. That's all we got,
John.
And we're out.
Thanks,
my
John.
Friend. See ya.
See ya.